Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. That was counted victory by the Williams brother. Even though we went through suffering pain, we still counted victory. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will that will encourage, enrich, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. You know, I just have to sing that song again. Our count of victory that I said was by the Williams Brothers, all up in my spirit this afternoon. Woo, where am I at? Hallelujah. Paul, this is naturally, to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundation scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer where each and every one is invited to come on and Lord lead you to pray. We're normally on for 30 or 35 minutes as the Lord see fit. So please come and join us every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. That's California time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we on Twitter, too, at New Destiny 54. And listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archive message. And, you know, we appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that really willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, with Evander's Age Bernard, that call in and me, Sister Ruby, and for those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And we just thank the Lord. We just ask y'all to pray God's will that it continue to be over this broadcast. Without any further ado, we're going to call on our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans.
Oh, she always said. All right, Sister Ruby, I'm always tickled when you say all the way. Amen. All the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. Truly, we thank God for that opening. Thank God for Sister Ruby. Thank God for each and every one of you all tuning into a time of reflection where we are every day diligently striving, hallelujah, to empower souls for destiny. How many want to be empowered for your destiny today? Amen, amen. We're excited about what God is doing as I was listening to that song, Counted Victory, amen, by the Williams brother. He said, I've seen too many victories, amen, to let defeat have the last word. If we're not going to let defeat have the last word in our lives, then guess what? We're going to continue to stay focused and let the Lord order our steps. Amen. We thank God for you all celebrating with me my sister Danielle's birthday. I want you all to keep on praying mightily for her that this year the Lord would do a quick work and she would be home. This year she'll never celebrate another a birthday in prison. Amen. And we're just so happy to have one of our brothers, a minister, a prophet, a pastor, a teacher, a preacher, an advocate. He has been advocating for my sister at least about 5 or 6 years now, and he's doing it every day nonstop. Amen. I don't know how he do it. That's my sister, and I love her. But Prophet Mike is always telling somebody about Danielle's story. He's a young man that I have come to love. He's just like family to us. And as I stated when he was on here last week, he and I test ran this Blog Talk Radio. He was with me in the beginning. Somebody say in the beginning. Amen. So I'm always so honored when he's able to come on. He has a little free time now. He's not in school. He has graduated with honors, and we're just so thankful to have him with us today. I've met his mom, met some of his sisters and brothers. Amen. And just have, like I said, he has been endeared to our heart. Amen. And he's a man that loved the Lord. He's a man that loved witnessing and telling people about Jesus, telling them how they can change their lives. So we're just so happy to have him with us today. And this is our third week on this topic. And I just believe that God, when God isn't through, we need to just let God have his way. We're talking about order my steps. If God, we would continue to let God order our steps, amen, we would have peace in every situation, amen, even when the storms come, even when it don't look good, amen. When God is ordering your steps, he'll give you a peace, and that's what he does for the saints of God. He gives us a peace. So we're thankful for this opportunity for Blog Talk Radio to be able to come on every day and have someone sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, none other than Prophet Michael Lewis of Church of Jesus Our Lord there in Stockton, California. God bless you, Prophet.
Praise the Lord. Truly,
amen,
indeed,
amen.
I give honor to God, who is the head of the church, head of my life, to my pastor in his absence, to you, Sister Adrian, the host of this broadcast, Sister Ruby, to those that are listening by way of internet, radio, cell phone, or on your computer. You know, it is truly an honor, a privilege to always be able to present the word of God to God's people. I don't take this lightly. It's a blessing because of where God has brought me from. But before we get into the lesson, I want to go on and break bread and pray. The kind and gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity once again to come before your people. We are ever so humble, grateful, and thankful for the opportunity to use as your vessel to speak your word. Father, now I ask you, if any have sinned, we pray first of all for forgiveness of all sins, seen and unseen, the hidden sin of the heart, God. We pray now that you will create in us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit within us that we might be able to hear what your spirit is getting ready to say to us, the awaiting church. Father, I ask you right now to let your spirit have free course in the highways, the airways, the channels in which you have chose to come through. We give you the honor. We give you glory. We give you the praise. This we ask in the precious and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Again, I thank and praise God. The topic is, as I was told, it's ordering our steps. Order my steps. Order my steps. It's something about asking God or allowing God to order your steps. If you allow God to order your steps, that means you are no longer in control. And one thing that we seem to have a problem with is really totally letting go and letting God do what he already knows is best for us. But because we have not gotten into the same vein or entered into the same ship that is going in the direction that God is going, we often jump out of ship and begin to walk in a direction that is contrary to the will of God or according to his word. Now, in the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter, in verse number 23, a very familiar passage that a lot of people quote or they have read, and it simply reads, the 23rd verse, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Now, oftentimes you have heard preachers say, yeah, the Lord say the steps of a good man is ordered by him. But what about that sinner man, that sinner woman, that sinner boy, and that sinner girl? Well, I was told through the word of God that it is the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. So even when you out there doing what you think you're doing, to be doing your own thing, God is yet in control, trying to get you to see the steps in the direction that he has already supplanted for you to go in. But because we are spiritually blind, we don't see like the poster, the footsteps that is in the sand. See, those steps are naturally there in your life. When you are connected with God, you can see spiritually those footprints that are going before you. And, you know, for those that have never done service in the military, maybe you watched a military movie and they had landmines and booby traps in the forefront that as you begin to walk, if you don't walk in certain steps, you would hear a click, and that meant you done stepped on a booby trap. And if you move a little bit too sudden, not only would you be killed, but those that are around you. And here it is, God is saying he has done the same for us. He has purposely landmined our life with his footsteps, that if we would just put our foot inside of his print, it will guide us through the most turbulent times of our lives. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Anyway, God is saying when you connect with me and you begin to believe as I believe, when you begin to see as I see, things around you begin to look a whole lot different. Again, God is saying today he wants to order our steps. So in order for us to understand his ordering, we got to go back into the beginning of time. See, when God created the heavens and the earth, there was an order in which he done things. And after he did everything that he done with creation, making the land and the water and giving its decree and then supplanting the trees and bringing forth the fowl of the air and the fowl of the sea and all kind of manner of birds and creeping and crawling things and every animal that we can name, there was an order. And after he made everything, he said, it is good. And then God supplanted a man and brought the man forth, and he called his name Adam. And God had purpose in this man, Adam, the design in which he wanted mankind to live. So he gave Adam charge and dominion over everything. And while Adam was one day tending to the things of God, yet walking in the steps that God had ordered him, God noticed that brother Adam was alone. And because this man was alone, God put Adam to sleep and pulled out of his side a rib. And from the rib, he formed a woman. Yet getting ready to order mankind's steps in what he calls the union between man and a woman. Yes, he brought forth male and female. And he said, for this cause, a man shall leave father and mother, and he's going to cleave unto his wife. These are the steps God has ordered for man to come into this world, not that a man should marry another man, nor a woman take on a woman. That's not the order of the steps that God has preordered in life. But we go back in the garden and we find here where God has ordered the steps of Adam and Eve to be obedient and diligent unto his word, to hearken unto his voice. And that would come down in the cool of the day. God would come down and conversate with Brother Adam. Whatever was going on here at this time, Adam was able to commune with God and share with God his very thoughts. Whatever problems that he might have perceived to have had, he shared them with the Most High. And God worked them out how? By ordering Adam's steps. And in the order of things to be, he forewarns Adam and tells Adam, look, Adam, out of everything that you see in this garden, you may freely eat. But that tree that abideth in the midst of the garden, you shall not partake thereof. I order you not to let your feet carry you toward this tree that I have ordained not to be good for you. But if so, in the day that you do touch or eat, walk toward it and partake, you shall surely die. The steps had been ordered in Adam's life, the direction that he was to go. God gave him dominion over everything. But what happened was Adam, looking at his wife, walking toward the tree that was in the midst of the garden, yet failed to warn the wife, to tell her, pump your brakes, hold up, did not God charge you not to go toward the tree? But just like any natural man, Adam was fascinated by the beauty of his wife. And instead of him jumping in, interceding, he allows her to proceed. And in proceeding, he's standing there watching as one that rose up from the ground begins to conversate with his wife. That's like some of us men, knowing that we ain't got no business letting another, as you use the word loosely, player, holler at your wife. But yet, you don't go over there and you don't stop the dumb. You allows the conversation to go on. You not protecting her, as Adam is going to fail to protect his. He allows the serpent to stand up and began to hold a conversation with his wife. And he presents unto Eve and say, hey, did not God say that you may freely eat of every tree? She said, no, but he said, of the day that I eat off of this tree, I shall surely die. He said, no, you're not going to die. You're just going to become wise like him. And the Bible say it was pleasant to the eye. Yeah, it looked it real good. Had the possibility to make one wise. Yeah, so she bit. She bit off the fruit. And in biting, it says she turned to her husband. He wasn't on the other side, the west side of the garden. He wasn't hanging on the east side of the garden. He wasn't even on the north side or the south side. He was standing right there. And he allowed this to happen, and he bit. But see, when he bit, he remembered immediately that God had said something to him, because it says his eyes, immediately both of their eyes became open. And he began not to see the footsteps of God that was already supplanted in the garden, that when God would come through the cool of the evening, he would walk in them steps and commune with God. But he decided to begin to hide from the very one that ordered his steps. And he began to call unto Adam, Adam, where art thou, Adam? He said, I'm over here hiding. And he said, why are you hiding from me, Adam? What have you done? And immediately Adam said, no, God, it was not me. It's the woman that you gave me. In other words, God, you made a mistake by giving me this woman, which caused me to go against the grain and not walk in the direction of the footsteps that you had ordered for me. It is your fault because you gave her to me. So God says, woman, what hast thou done? You say, no, Lord, it is not I. It was the snake that beguiled me. Each one of them began to point the blame on somebody else. See, when God order your steps, you can't blame the church for the reason or the cause that you no longer go to church and serve God. Yeah, they might have had a hand in it. They might have had a hand in you being a disgruntled employee inside of the kingdom of God. But you walked away. There was a solution to your problem in sitting and beginning to be healed.
My.
When your steps is ordered by God, he tells you, if you think your brother have an ought, don't run to the pastor to run him down. Don't call for a prayer board meeting. Don't call for the mourners. He says, you go to them in the spirit of meekness. Yeah. Then it says if they don't hear you. Now you go find two witnesses, not your two best friends. No, because they going to agree with you whatever you do. You go find two people full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, that don't swindle one way or the other. You go get them. Then it says if they don't hear them, now you bring the matter before the church. See, when your steps are ordered by God, you don't do the things that you would do. Paul said, that I would do, I do not. Yeah, I can't do what I want to do because it ain't like the song say, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. See, in God, it's not Burger King. It's not McDonald's. You can't have it your way.
All right.
God said, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. When your steps are ordered by God, you're careful how you entreat one another.
Come on now.
See, the problem, it didn't stop with Adam. No. The problem began to progress to the son of Adam and to the children of Adam. That God had preordained the preexistence of how mankind ought to live amongst one another. And we find that Cain slew his brother Abel, the first murder, because his steps were not ordered by God. He allowed the influence of another to cause him to look at his brother contrary to what God had established him to be, his brother's keeper. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. I don't care what denomination, what association, affiliation, whatever you want to be a part of. You are your brother's keeper when your steps are ordered by God. And the proof is Moses comes on the scene. And as Moses grows up in the house of Pharaoh, he began to see how the children of Israel is ill-treated. And somewhere he finds out that he comes from the same cloth of those that is building this miraculous city, the city of Seth. And in here he finds that he sees two brethren wronging one another. He steps in to stop the quarrel. And they say, are you going to slay us as you did your brother, the Egyptian? See, when your steps are ordered by God, he allowed pain to grip your heart. He allowed problems to come into your life. He allowed situations to cause you to seem as if you on the run, because that's what Moses did. But see, in Moses running, he was running in the steps that God had already ordained for him. And as he began to run, he runs someplace in a desert, and he finds himself looking at a bush. His steps is ordered by God. See, when your steps are ordered by God, even when you think you are going on what they call a siesta, you're taking the break from religiosity and from all the doctrine of the doctrines that are out there of the Nicolaitans. You decide to go away for a season. But when your steps are ordered by God, he brings you to the focus of something that will grasp your attention so he can begin to speak to you. It just so happened to be a burning bush that got Moses' attention. And as he began to affix on this bush being consumed by a fire but yet not burning up, he said, I will draw closer to see what manner of bush this is.
All right.
And he finds himself in the presence of the Almighty God, and he tells him, Moses, take your shoes off. For the ground in which you tread in upon, it is holy ground. And Moses kicked off his sandals and began to walk in the steps that God has already ordained for him. That when God gets through with Moses, he goes back to the same place in which he ran from. See, when God order your steps and you become free from drugs, he don't want you to forget about the lifestyle that the drugs might have caused the pain in your life. So he sends you back to witness to those that are succumbed yet to the drugs. See, when your steps are ordered by God, if you come out of prostitution, you just can't leave it alone. No, you're reminded of what the Johns and the pimps done to you to make you go at and win that soul for Christ, remembering your own self, lest ye also be tempted. This is what God is trying to get the church to remember. Remember where you came from. Go back to the beginning when I ordered your steps. See, we're living in a day and age, it's like anything goes in the house of God. Why? Because we said we got to do this for the babies. We got to do this for the young people. The young people got to have something to do. Well, I'm reminded of some young people in the Bible. One brother by the name of Joshua. Joshua seen the lifestyle of Moses, and he began to affix himself watching Moses carefully, diligently, as he ascended in and out, up and down in the mountain. He waited patiently for Moses to come back. Yeah, to the point that after Moses and God have a talk and Moses is not welcomed into the land, God brings him home. And in the book of Joshua, God talks with Joshua and say, Joshua, my servant Moses, he's dead. But I've been watching you, Joshua, how that you began to walk in the footsteps that I laid down for Moses. You begin to match him step by step. And because I see you following the steps I laid down for him, I am going to lay down some more steps for you. I want you to look out over the River Jordan in the land that I take you to that's flowing with milk and honey. Everywhere you set your foot down, I have given it unto you. Why? Because I have ordered your steps.
Okay.
Yeah, see, when he ordered Joshua's steps, he told him, the only thing I want you to be thou courageous. Yeah, don't go like a wimp. Don't be scared. Don't listen at what the church folk is saying about you. Don't listen when the pastor puts you down. Don't listen to those that's holding a prayer meeting against you. You be very courageous because I'm ordering your steps. Yeah, see, when God order your steps, it looks like everybody in the church is against you. But it's only for the glory of God.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, weeping they endure for a night. But oh. David declared that joy was going to come in the morning if you allow God to order your steps. We can go through the annals of time and check the great men of God, the prophets of God, whose steps were ordered by God, the women in the hall of fame in the book of Hebrews, how the Bible declared that some received their dead back to life. Why? Because God had ordered their steps. Oh. Now, it bring us to present day Christianity. See, you can't stay in the church that you at. Why? Because Sister Susie looked at you wrong. Yeah, you can't shake hands with the saints of God because Brother Bell is married to someone else. He didn't marry you. He chose another, and because of that, you've been rejected, and you can't hold your head up high and say praise the Lord because you've been rejected. But when your steps are ordered by God,
come on.
Oh, yeah. He say you're going to go through some persecution. Now, see, the thing with the early church was this. They had it rough. They had it hard. And the majority of them before us did not have the Holy Ghost. When they seen their loved ones being sawn asunder, yet they held on to the promise. Why? Their steps was ordered by the Lord. Yeah, God has spoken to Abraham and told him, get thee hence from your family. And I want you to go out there to a city that's not made by hands. Yeah, and he began to sojourn, walking in the visible footsteps of God. And through his obedience, the Bible says that when he finally let go of his nephew Lot, God tremendously blessed him, granting him that very seed of promise 75 years later. See, most of us Christians, we like the microwave. If it don't happen right now, it ain't of God. Why? Because God don't take that long. Well, again, he promised Abraham a son, and it didn't come to pass some 75 years later. Just because someone has spoken a word over your life, and it didn't happen last week, it don't happen tonight, it don't happen next year, does not mean that it will not come to pass. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things that we cannot see. For what a man seeth, says Paul, why do you yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. See, the people of God in 2014, we're no longer patient. Patience has went out the door. Why? Because of modern technology. Yeah, just about everything we do is instantaneously done in a nanosecond. You cut on your computer, it boots up immediately. 4G's. You call on your cell phone, immediately you hooked up. And I durst anybody tell you to hold on. Wait a minute. I got to answer the other call. Within 30 seconds, click, you done hung up. The Bible say, with patience possess ye your soul.
Your soul. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so see what the enemy has done by design. He has footsteps too, baby. Oh, yeah, don't be fooled. The enemy has many footsteps going around in circles, leading you in the wrong direction. This is his job. He's on his 24/7. But when we begin to talk about the things of God, how God is ordering our steps to go through the troops, to leap over the walls, yeah, we can't get with it. Why? Because of patience.
Ah, glory.
The church has ran out of patience.
Ooh.
Yeah, break it down and I'm done. In the book of Isaiah, the fourth chapter, the first verse says, in that day, seven women are going to take hold of one man, saying, let us eat our own bread, let us wear our own apparel, only let us be called by your name to take away the reproach. See, you got people that only want the church in name because of the money that the church can bring in. You saying we want to wear what we want to wear. Yeah, we want to look like the world do. We want to confuse everybody so they won't know this is the house of God. How? Because we all look the same.
Mm.
Some churches, you don't know if you're in a nightclub or are you really in a church.
Say that.
The Bible said in that day, seven women represents the seven churches. In the book of Revelation, he talks about the seven. He lets each one of them know where they stand at with him. Now, the problem is, it's with three of the churches God say, I really ain't got a problem with. He says of the church of Philadelphia, the church of Sardis, and the church of Smyrna, he say, I really ain't got no problem with y'all, but Ephesus, I got a problem with you because you left your first love. And see, a lot of churches today have left their first love. Then when it comes down to Pergamos, he say, you teach the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Then he tells the church of Thyatira, he say, you also do the same thing. But see, there's a problem. You sacrifice things that's offered unto idols. And you suffer that chick Jezebel, who call herself a prophetess, to have her way in my house. But then he turns to the seventh church, the church of the Laodiceans. And he says to this particular church, he said, yeah, I got a problem with you, baby. See, you not hot. And you ain't cold. Yeah, you that lukewarm church. See, and because you lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth.
Mm.
God is ordering the church steps today. But we think because it has great numbers, that's the house of God. No, baby, that ain't the one. If they're not teaching the apostles' doctrine, according to Acts 2 and 42, it ain't it. It ain't the one. See, in this hour, you got to be speaking like Paul said, the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, that all we be in the same mind and in the same judgment. See, we're so busy lifting up the apostolic church. We're so busy lifting up the Baptist denomination. We're so busy lifting up the church of God in Christ. Well, I have a solution if you're going to do it. Listen to how it goes. It says, I am apostolic. Why? Because I believe in the apostles' doctrine. I am Baptist because I believe in being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. I am a Catholic because I believe in a universal church. I am Church of Christ because I am a member of the body of Christ. I'm Church of God in Christ because I believe God was in Christ reconciling the world back unto himself. I am a Jehovah Witness because I witness for the Lord. I am Muslim because I believe in total submission to the one God. Paul said, I became all things to all men that I might just gain some of you. It's a possibility you might be lost. Why? Because your steps are not ordered by
God, when you don't say the same thing as the word of God says. Paul said, though we or an angel from heaven should come down and preach any other gospel than that which I have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
All right.
In closing, the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus takes the disciples and shows them a temple, and he tells them, not one stone shall be left upon another. And as he began to leave, he went and chilled in the mountain. The disciples came to him privately. They asked him, Lord, when shall these things be? What is the sign of your coming? End of the end of the world. Jesus simply said, take heed that no man that he should deceive you, for many shall come in my name saying I'm Christ, and they shall deceive many. We're living in that hour. See, you got to understand the book of Revelations when it talks about the apocalypse that is going to happen. The first church that he warns against, the first horse that he warns against is that white horse. Well, the white horse represents false doctrine. This is why Jesus tells the disciples in 24:4, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. And he said, they shall deceive many.
Yeah.
It's a lot of folks believing the wrong doctrine. Why? Because their steps are not being ordered by God. They're allowing the influence of the pulpit. They're allowing the influence of the prophets that's coming in speaking a word for gain. In the book of Jeremiah, God says, I have not spoken to these prophets, and yet they prophesy. I have not sent them, and yet they run. Yeah, he said if they would have just sat, stayed seated in my council. 5 minutes and I'm done. He said if they would have just took a seat and stayed in my council, if they would have let me order things. See, y'all got to hear this. Gifts and callings are without repentance. You have great men of God that can expound the word exegetistically. Oh, that's a word, huh? Yeah, they can do it to the best of the letter of the Webster or whatever, Merriam or whoever dictionary you want to use. They know how to formulate every vowel. They use perfect sentence structure. Yeah, that's a gift, but it comes without repentance. You got people that can sing and knock your wig off, baby, if you got on one. Yeah, right. They can sing a note to make every hair on your body stand up. It is a gift. You got people that can lay hand and they will recover. It is a gift.
Yeah, that's a
you
gift.
Got people that can see 5 years down the road if God permits. It is
a
gift.
You preach it.
Gifts and callings are without repentance. Just because a person is gifted, baby, don't mean nothing. You want proof? Go read in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. When Simon the sorcerer was in business, he bewitched the people with sorcery. Some people thought he was a great man of God until he ran up on Brother Philip. Yeah, and then he ran up on Brother Paul. Then you had the witch that was running around using her sorcery to win great gain for the men that was keeping her. And she ran into Brother Paul. Yeah, and he delivered that spirit up out of her. Look here, baby, y'all need to hear this and hear this real good. Jesus is getting ready to come. The reason why most of us ain't going to be ready is because we didn't heard it down through the years. Well, let me shed a little more light on the situation. You see, there's a problem that is brewing up over in Iraq, in Iran right now. So if you go back and begin to read the book of Daniel concerning the end time, or the book of Ezekiel, or the book of Joel, and the book of Revelation, along with the book of Matthew, God will begin to order your steps as to what is really getting ready to happen. He say, yeah, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. But he say, these are just the beginning, They're
right.
Just the beginning. He said, this generation that we live in right now, he say, the way you know it's the end is when all these things begin to happen simultaneously. That is a word, S-I-M-U-L-taneously. Simultaneously, when it began to happen back to back to back. And the proof is, what season is we in right now? Can anybody say, is it summer? Is it winter? Oh, I don't know. Is it fall?
I don't know.
He said, the way you gonna know is by the budding of the fig. Well, Israel budded a long time ago. So now you got to look at the next sign. Wars and wars, pestilence in dire places, earthquakes. It's all happening. It's going on right now. Here go the main key. He said, just like it was in the days of Noah, so shall the end be. Well, what was they doing in Noah's time? They were marrying. They were giving into marriage. They was doing every ungodly thing you could think of, even to the point of Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, what do that mean? Well, the men were taking on mankind while the women were sleeping with womankind, while the animals were sleeping with all kind. Bestiality is what it's called. And yet we just passed a law. Even the churches have now welcomed the spirit in. It's okay to be gay. Well, you can stand on that if you choose this, but I got to say what the word of God say. He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve or Eve and Genevieve. Yeah, it's time to preach holiness. Without such, no man shall see the Lord. Holiness is not a denomination. It's not your association. It's not your affiliation. It's not even your denomination. Holiness is a way of life. We, the apostolic churches, have done damage to believers, making them think we're the only ones that's right. But if you're baptizing in the name of Jesus, you're right. If you believe that Jesus died for your sins, you're right. If your church is called by the name of God, you're right. It's time out for lifting up the apostolic church and teach the apostolic doctrine. That's what he commanded us to do. Teach the doctrine of the apostles. We put too much emphasis on denomination, too much emphasis on affiliation, too much emphasis on association. It's too much emphasis on a denomination. I ask this humbly. Can anyone tell me, write me, send it to my phone, 209-808-8690. If you can tell me this, I will gladly send you $100. What denomination God is, what denomination Jesus was, then that's the denomination I am. Yeah, can you prove it? The Bible says in the book of Thessalonians 5:21, he says, prove all things. Jesus said, I came not to do the will of man, but the will of him that sent me. Everything that Jesus preached was about his dad. Him and his dad just so happened to have the same name. So everything Jesus did, he did in
his daddy's name, which was his name. He said, if you're going to be kept, ain't but one name you can be kept in. That's my name, which is my daddy name. Yeah. So in my closing, I humbly submit to you. The Bible say, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. And he didn't say try the spirit by the spirit, because he says there are many spirits going out into the world. The only way you can try the spirit is by the spirit of the word of God. You put the word on it. That's why he said many do not believe. He said for many are called, few are chosen. Why? Because they don't believe. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, because you seen, but blessed are those who have believed and seen not.
Seen not. Wow, Jesus.
It's time for us to research, study, dig in our word. Quit believing everything coming out the pulpit. He never said, you make one step, he'll make two. That sounds good. It ain't Bible. Charity starts at home and it's spread abroad. That sounds good, but it ain't Bible. Come as you are. No, he never said it. It sounds good, but it ain't Bible. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You're learning what your pastor wants you to know. You got to dig and research in that Bible for yourself. It's just like having a term paper. Yeah, they tell you what the topic of the subject is, but you got to go do the research for yourself.
For yourself.
Prophet said, what if some did not believe? Shall it make the faith of God of none effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true. Every man a liar.
Every man a liar.
You better tell your mama, you's a liar, baby, when it comes to the word. Even if she do slap you, you accept that. Time out for believing false doctrine. You better know that you know that you know that you know. When he come, he said, if they tell you I'm in a mountain, you better not go. If they tell you I'm over in a field, you better not go. I ain't there. I'm not coming back. The touch base is on the ground. Yeah, he said, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up. It's time to get ready, to make yourself ready, because he's knocking at the door of America right now. He swore this generation was not going to pass till all these things be fulfilled. And because America has systematically turned her back on God, he's getting ready to return the favor. He say, your enemies are going to consume you. Now, you want proof? Go back and read all the wars of the armies of God. There was casualties in every war the children of Israel waged. There was one war where they knew they should have won, had no business losing at all. But when they searched from tent to tent, from house to house, from person to person, they found that somebody had hid something. And that's where you come in at, baby. You're hiding something in your heart that's going to cause not only you to fall, but your whole family. See, you can be in the drug trade today, and they want to get you, but you are well hid. You're well to do. You established. You are afar off, but guess what? You left vulnerable, your family members. Yeah, so what they do is begin to systematically kill off your family to draw you out in the open. And this is what we're doing to God. We're not living like we're supposed to as saints of God, men of God, women of God, or the children of God. We're living just like everybody else. We're looking just like them. The Bible say the earth, even the earth, hear this, the earth moan and groan, waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God.
The earth is crying out to God, Lord, where are your sons and your daughters? The ones that are supposed to be crying unto you day and night, relieving us of the pressure. Where are they, Lord? And then you got those laying on the altar asking God, how much longer should we have to weep? Yeah, the Bible says, except the days be shortened,
no flesh
is going to be saved. What that means is this. Iran in Iraq has nuclear capability. So what do that mean? If you read your Bible, you will find out that one-third of the earth's population was destroyed. So that means there are some people, whether saved or not, that's going to die.
Yeah.
Ain't no getting around it. Somebody's going to die. Even in a war, you have casualties.
Casualties. Hallelujah.
Yes, that's why they have Veterans Day, for the veterans that serve. Out of all them dudes that served in World War II, we got a handful that is still living. They remember D-Day. They're veterans of the war. Many of them lost their life seconds of landing on the beachhead. Immediately. Some of them lost their life before they even got out of the boat. Died. And it's the same way in the army of God. Somebody has got to die. John the Baptist lost his head, didn't he? Paul was hung upside down, wasn't he?
Yeah.
John was sent on the Isle of Patmos. Peter was hung. You had them that were sown asunder. Read the book of Hebrews. They tell you. Some was fed to lions. Some was boiled in hot oil. But their footsteps was ordered by God. Wake up, my people. Wake up, my people. We have got to let God, Jesus, fulfill his petition in our lives. His petition, he said that none should be lost, but that all would come unto repentance. See, the repentance of the world bringeth forth sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But godly repentance bringeth forth life.
That's all right.
Godly sorrow. Being godly sorrow worketh real repentance.
Mm.
So I adjure you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to think on these things. Search your word. Don't get hung up on denomination, association, affiliation. Don't get hooked up on them things.
Do what
the Word of God commands you to do, to love your neighbor as yourself, to love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And then he tells you if you are praying and thereby remember that your neighbor has an ought against you, or if you have an ought, he tells you, stop praying. Leave your gift at the altar. Go to your brother or your sister, whoever it might be. Reconcile with them. Then come back and pick up your prayer. In closing, I want to thank God. We missed Danielle's birthday on yesterday. Her computer is down, so I wasn't able to send word, but man, I thank and praise God, because if I had not met Sister Adrian and ended up at New Beginnings, I wouldn't be on this line right now. It was through me working on Danielle's case, her story, trying to help free her out of prison, that God liberated me from crack cocaine. He liberated me from alcohol. He liberated me from crystal meth. He liberated me from all my sexual addictions. It was because he ordered my steps. Even while I was doing my thing, getting robbed, ending up in the hospital, my footsteps was ordered by God, to the point that he brought me to a lowly estate, to where I heard about Danielle's story and told God, I don't have a problem. This lady in prison
with three lives in 20 years. She has a problem. From that moment on, I have began to endlessly, untirelessly work on her behalf. So I thank and praise God, to much love to Sister Adrian, the Bernard family, to my boss, and Yale Metz, to her daughter and her son. I thank and praise God, because if God had not supplanted them in my life, I know without a shadow of a doubt I would be dead. It was at my lowest that Sister Adrian found me in a hospital. They said I had given away my rights. I didn't have a phone to make a phone call. Didn't nobody know where I was, but God put me on her heart, and she found me.
I found
you. She found me and rescued me. And from that day forth, I have served God with my whole heart. I don't play this. This is real to me. So I get mad when I fight against those dealing with the denominationalism and separatism of the body of Christ. He say, Paul asks, is Christ divided? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? No, you wasn't. So it's time for us to lower the banner. See, we're reconstructing the very temple that he rent into twain with denomination, separatism, unequalism. It's time to tear those walls back down. You that say you saved, go visit the Baptist folks. He say they that are whole don't need a physician. So you don't need to sit in your sanctified church every Sunday where everything is going right and everybody's speaking in tongue and hucking and bucking. Go to the church where you think they need help at. And you go share Jesus with them. Or if you don't want to go to the church, I got a better solution for you. Go in the highways and hedges, like he said, you that's full of the Holy Ghost, go out and compel them to come. He said that my house might be full.
Yes.
He said the poor you have with you always, so take some of your belongings and go feed the poor. Go to the hospital and visit the sick. Visit those that are locked up in the prison ward. Do like the word of God instructs you, saint of God, child of God, person of God. Get off your high horse. Humble yourself to the mighty hand of God. It's time for us, the saints, to be visible. Notice I didn't say Christians. I said saints. It's time for the saints of God, because Christians, if you're a Christian, you get to do anything. You could go to the club. You could throw them up. Yeah, you could have sex with anybody that you want to. Christians do. That's what Christians do. They go party on Friday and Saturday night, and they'll out-shout you, out-praise you, out-sing you, out-dance you on Sunday morning.
That's right.
That's what Christians do. But see, when you're a saint, you can't do those things, because you've chosen and ordained and set aside by God. Those things don't delight you no more. You don't take pleasure in those things no longer. A saint don't. A Christian, you do. You might even drink your favorite drink. Christian brothers.
Come on.
Yeah, that's what Christians drink, Christian brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It, after all, it is named by us, ain't it, Christian brother? Yeah, come on. Come on, church. God is trying to get our attention. I didn't say this to make you mad, to make you upset. It's just to open up your eyes of understanding so we can all be on the same page, that we can go out and win these souls that we know our loss. So with that, I thank and praise God for each and every one of you, and to the hands of our moderator, Sister Adrian Evangelist Bernard.
Woo!
You, Lord.
Lord, have mercy. All I can say to everything that this man of God have preached here today, that God doesn't make any mistakes. I called him in the last hour, and I know the Lord put him in my spirit, because I don't call people at the last hour and ask them to come and minister. But this was a word. Now, you can dissect it. You can analyze it. You can evaluate it. You can cut it up in pieces, whatever you like to do with it. But I know at 11 o'clock, y'all don't know Messiah. Just about 11 o'clock, California time, was about 1 o'clock here in New Orleans. And I was sitting
And I was pondering. I said, well, we'll do a time of reflection and just hear from the saints and the listeners in the audience today. And the Spirit spoke, say, call Mike, Brother Mike. That's what it said. And I said, well, Mike is out of school. Let me call him. I know it's late and it's a short time, but when you are a minister, when you have been called and chosen of God, he already have deposited something in your spirit where you would be able to feed the masses. Ah, glory to God. That was God. That was God, because I've been struggling with some things, Prophet Mike, being back here in this city. And I needed that word today. And I like how he was able to articulate it. Amen. I was just talking this morning, and my heart was so grieved. And I said, Lord, and I know God had me to call Mike. I was saying, now, how can we profess to love the Lord with all our heart and we go to these buildings, I won't say church, amen, we go and sit in these buildings and sit upon this, a man or a woman of God, amen. And then we leave that building and we go and live the way we want, just as Mike said. Christians, we do everything we want to do. But saints have been set aside. Hey, saints have been separated and set aside for a purpose. And that purpose is that our life will be holy. Holiness, not churchness. No man, without it, no man shall see the Lord. And I was just saying that this morning to one of the leaders. I said, how dare we go and praise God on Sunday morning and Sunday evening we sleeping with our boyfriend. Hallelujah. We're getting high and saying, it's all right. The Lord is with me. The Lord knows. Yes, the Lord know everything. But how can we be an effective witness? How can we win souls for Christ when we're not making a difference? Hallelujah. Prophet Mike brought out Matthew chapter 24. The Bible saying that many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Why? Because iniquity, sins, shall abound, and the love of many shall wax cold. But listen at what else it said. He said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. In verse 14, and this is to conclude, and we're going to open up the lines. This man, God had this man to speak this word today. It says in Matthew 24 and 14, and this gospel of the kingdom, not the denominations as Prophet Mike has said, and this gospel of the kingdom, what is the kingdom of God? What is the gospel? The gospel of the kingdom, the death, the burial, and resurrection shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. This gospel is going to testify against you. It's going to witness against you. And then shall the end come. We better stop playing church. He even told us today what to do if we have an ought against our brother, if we are holding something in our heart against the saints, or we are holding something in our heart against the pastor, against one another. He said, do it the way the Bible says. He said, go to them. Don't go to the pastor and get all this stuff, all that out, and all these families and all. Go to the one that has an art against you, or you have something in your heart against them. That's Bible. When we do it the Bible way, you know what? There will be peace in the body. But there's no peace. Because, again, as Mike said, we into denominations. We into, who do you believe? And who are you? I'm a Paul. Okay. Well, what did our Bible say? One plant, one water, and then God give the increase. We better get it together. We can do more together than we can apart. Oh, it's a sad. It puts a mark on the body of Christ when we are so divided, and then you have souls out here dying. Souls out here just want to hear a word from the Lord. Souls that are anxious and crying out, what must I do to be saved? They don't have nobody to go to because nobody is standing. Nobody is making a difference. Everybody is claiming who they are part of. Well, you better get in the body. You better serve the Lord. This man, I know this is God. I ain't boasting in anger because the Lord told me to call Mike. I talked to two or three people this morning, and I said, Lord, what we doing today? And in that 11th hour, I said it was the 11th hour, because guess what? It was almost 2 hours before broadcast. The Lord told me to call this name. Ah, Jesus. Woo, open up the line, Sister Ruby. I'm done. I know this is God. He has spoken today. And you better take heed to it. Because guess what? This is on record today. Prophet Zolene, these messages are going to be a witness against us. If we don't live holy, guess what? We won't have no excuses. Because we hear this word every day, Monday through Friday, on this. I know what you're hearing on here. I don't know what you're hearing in the other places you are frequenting. I don't know. But I know what God is speaking on this line. I know that the word is coming forward every day. Every day, the unadulterated word, uncompromised word is being ministered on this broadcast. Oh, God, help me to search me. Oh, put it into the hands of Sister Ruby. Thank you, Prophet Mike, for being obedient. Thank you for the sacrifice you made in this last hour to come on and speak what the Lord has given you to speak for us today, to us on today. God, I bless you. That was a word. That's fresh oil right there. You need some fresh oil? Tell your brothers and your sisters to get back on the archives. Go on the Facebook page. We'll have this clip up soon as the broadcast is over, and you'll be able to click, hit the button, and hear this word again. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Ruby. Woo, Lord, I bless you today.
That was a word. We got quite a few unknown that I don't know their numbers, so we're going to go to them first. We got quite a few on the line. Prophet Michael Lewis, Sister Angie was on. I think she left off, but I wanted to let you know she was on. She was the first one on. She said, okay. You invited her to the broadcast, and I don't see her on the line now. Didn't want to forget it. Okay, we're going to area code 256-4525.
Area code 256-4525. Okay, your line is open if you'd like to make a comment or you have any questions for the man of God. God bless you.
Thank you so much for calling in. We're here Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. California time. to New Destiny Ministry. God bless. Thank you. Okay, we're going to Sister Sherry. 209-7983. You're normally not on at this time.
It's Jarrell.
Jarrell, is that a, okay?
Yes, she's on. Well, she didn't drop.
Yeah, she dropped. Maybe she didn't want anything to say. Okay, here we go to another unknown. 209-6855.
God bless you. You're on the air. Your line is open if you'd like to make a comment or if you have any questions or a prayer request. Amen. God bless you. Okay, Sister Ruby.
Area code, that's another one, an unknown. We're coming to the rest of y'all. Please be patient. 310-6841. 310.
What's it say? 6841, I believe that's mine. This is Evangelist Rosalie. I have a new number, so I had to make sure, you know, I don't know my number by heart as of yet, but I am 310. But anyway,
okay.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be brief, but I just want to say I really enjoyed what I heard today, and I know it was God that had her to put him on because I just so happened I got an invitation out to a Baptist church. And I went there, and the things he was saying, I said in that Baptist church, you know, and I'm with him 100%, you know, apostolics, they feel that they're the only ones right. We're not the only ones right. Like he said in his word, he was talking, he said, if you believe in the baptism in Jesus' name, you're right, you know. So, and then I was listening to you talking about love your neighbor and things of that nature, but I want him to know that I found it very interesting because when I was in the Baptist church, and I thank God for the teaching that I had coming up and been taught how to present myself when I am in a Baptist church. And the things he said, like as far as going to the club, see, I didn't say you all, but I said we as Christians, I said we go to the club and then you come back to church and you outshout the sinner man. In their shop. And I talked about that in the church, and the people, they were on the edge of their seats. But this is confirming to me. You know, I said, well, Lord, should I have said that? But I came, you know, with a humble spirit, you know. And then he was talking about going out and feeding the poor. So this confirmed because God has led me to do this, and it makes me to know that God is for whatever I'm doing. He said, know, in other words, you know, we need to get out there in the hedges and the highways and let's compel these people to come. And he was talking about feeding the poor. So God blessed me to go down where the poor was. Now, I'm not rich myself, but to me, that's an honor to hear him say that because this is something that God laid in my heart, and I was able to do that, to go down and feed the homeless and comfort them. He's talking about go to the hospital. God blessed me to go into the hospitals and pray for the sick. He said, go into the prisons. So I went, I was able to go out to the prisons, and this is just confirming. It's making me feel as though, you know, I needed to hear this today. God is moving. He's moving, but I just wanted to say that, and I enjoyed what I heard. And I want to thank Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Girl, I hear the anointing in your voice. I was listening to you. I said, this girl got anointing. It wasn't, look, you've always been anointed, but I heard something extra today. I said, you could have kept going. You could have kept going. I'm serious. I mean, I really enjoyed
this.
I have to look on. Yes, looked on Facebook, and I said, let me call in and hear what's going on. And I enjoyed it. So I'm done, and God bless you all.
Amen, amen. That's Evangelist Rosalie Moody, this woman of God. I tell you, I met her when I gotten saved under Uncle Winston there in Los Angeles, and she worked with me, the Pastor's Aid Committee, for years and years and years. And we've always had a beautiful relationship, never fell out, none of that stuff. So I thank God for you, Evangelist Rosalie. She's going to have to, I have invited her to come on and minister for us. So the invitation is still open, Evangelist Moody. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, God bless you.
All the way out of Los Angeles.
You better watch these California folks. Amen, amen. God bless you. Love you. Sister Ruby?
Yeah, 209-6855.
You're on the air. Your line is open. All right. God bless you. Okay. Moving along.
Okay. 209.
Wishing word from Jesus.
18.
Okay, maybe this is you talking. Let me see. 209-8385.
God bless you. Your line is open. You're on the air. If you'd like to say anything to the speaker, you're welcome to do so. Any prayer requests or any questions you may have?
Hello?
Yes.
Prophet Adrian?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
This is Brother Richard. Michael's Michael Lewis, brother. How you doing?
God bless you, Richard. This is Prophet Michael's brother. God bless you, Richard. How are you?
I am fine. I can just say I really, truly enjoyed the word. It was a blessing. Like you say, God used him. Like I said, that was a refreshing word from Jesus.
Hey, glory.
I can say that my brother really got on here and he just let God use him. He ministered the word of God. And you know, that's what people need to hear. You know, it ain't no time for patty caking. It ain't no time for them good feeling, you know, them good feeling words. Like I say, whatever God gives you, you need to speak the word and let it be known.
God.
So, you know, and that's what people don't understand. You know, they want all that feel good. Oh, you know, God going to give you a car. God going to give you this and that. Yeah, God can give it. Like you say, at the end, where's all that going to stand when judgment time comes?
Come on now.
You know.
That's
why, like you say, we just have to, like you say, be in tune to what God is saying. You know, everybody, you know, don't understand. You know, God is there all the time. You know, AC is good, but DC is better. That direct current to Jesus, that's what we all need.
Come on now.
You know, and once we hear the word proclaiming from God, that is the best thing that everybody needs to hear, you know. And like I said, I thank God for him, you know, because I enjoy him, the man. He is a walking Rolodex for God, you know, and I just you know, and I just want to say,
we thank you. Thank you so much, Richard, for tuning in.
Yes,
God bless you.
Amen, and I have to remember, I'm going to listen to more often, too. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful ministry.
We on every day at the same time. Amen.
Yes. Amen. I will. I will. And I hope God just keeps blessing you, that you get more air time, that God just spreads you more and more around the world. I speak blessings on your life right now.
Glory. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you. Keep us in your prayers. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Love you, little bro.
Yeah. Amen.
I think he heard you.
Amen.
Prophet is
amen.
Michael. He heard you. Prophet Darlene Davis.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Good afternoon. To God be the glory. I just give God honor this afternoon. I thank God for another day. I give honor to Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby. I give honor to Prophet Michael Lewis. All I can say, let the church say amen. God bless you all.
Yes.
I enjoyed the word. God bless.
Oh, God bless you, Prophetess Darlene Davis. We're going, I see Aaron, we're going to Minister Aaron Singleton.
Oh. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the
Lord.
Oh, he did. That was a cutthroat. message. That messed up everybody. Everybody can't deal with that. That was a cutthroat message.
My guest Aaron. He's so Aaron. My cousin Aaron.
Man, that was a powerful message. Remember, I had prophesied on you when I was in California.
Yes, sir. I remember.
I said, God got a calling in your life. And I said, you run it. But you said, you was listening to him, but I knew, oh, my God, that was a cutthroat message, man. That, oh, my God, that was powerful. That's why a lot of folks kind of got off. The message was too powerful. God was using him in a time like this. Adrian, cousin Adrian Benai, you need to send him down there for that crusade so we can all come together and do a double whammy on the devil out there. Because
right.
That's what God is doing in these last evil days. I told you, Adrian.
Okay.
I told you. Well, God gonna have it. It's going to come to pass. It's coming to pass this year. You got to have an army to come out here in New Orleans that ain't scared to get on them streets. And God saved me and him for the back for the last evil days. What everything he's talking about is true. He did a cutthroat message today, and I got the message. I got the message what you talking about because that's what God been dealing with me anyway. And it's time. This is the time. This is the season. God hid us for a long time like this. And he hid us for the few years because this is what we need to hear in these last and evil days. God is coming. Folks don't believe it. That's what it's all about. And I ain't got too much to say. All I want to say is you did a powerful anointing where God used you in a time like this. God used you in a powerful time like this. You probably didn't know you was going to come on, but it was God already had it planned in Jeremiah chapter 1 in your mother's womb. He knew this was going to happen. I told my cousin, I said, this is the time. I said, God's going to do a placement order. I said, she got the number one broadcast in the world because it's all about holiness. When you speak of holiness, you have to talk about your life where God has brought you from. These the ones he's dealing with. He's dealing with cutthroats that we ain't scared to get on the devil's territory in a time like this. God allows some things to happen for a reason. You got a testimony, prophet, and you got a key. And the thing is, what you said was nothing but a scratch because you got some more stuff hidden in your heart that God can't release it yet. God ain't ready for it yet. Right now, he's testing your faith to see what you're going to do. But when the time is coming now, because his time is winding up, God's time winding for us on this earth. But you got some more in your heart. God wants you to release it, and God is going to bring it to pass in these last and evil days. That's all I can say. You did a powerful job, and I got the message. That's all I can say.
Thank you, brother. Love you, too.
Get my number from my cousin and call me.
Okay, will do.
All right. Love you.
All right. Whining on. That was a word, Mike. Woo, Jesus. Glory.
Sister Mercy Jones from Florida.
Yes, hello.
We hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, all the way from Homestead, Florida. I would just like to say a job well done. That's all I can say. A job well done. My mind goes back to long years ago. That same teaching, you know, I've heard before. And I had a dream when I first got saved. The voice was coming from the sky, Luke the 9th chapter, how he was sending them out. So I just thank God being on this broadcast. I thank God for Sister Adrian. I thank God for seeing it on Facebook. And I'm also affiliated down in Homestead with Prophet Anthony Hill. I met him so much. Anthony Hill. I met him so much. Yes, Lord. But I'm from Homestead, and I just enjoy everything I heard, the couple of times I've been on here. And, like, I want to say a job well done. I felt like crying because it was well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you, Sister Mercy. We're looking forward to this citywide crusade and our ministry launch here in New Orleans, and Prophet Anthony Hill is one of our speakers. I love that man of God. He's been very supportive of us as we've done this work, even, you know, him being on Blog Talk. When he started Blog Talk, I was the first one he called and asked me some things pertinent to
Blog Talk. So we're looking forward to that. Mark y'all calendar.
Yes.
First, we're going to be in New Orleans, so we invite, we extend this invitation to all of our listeners and all of the saints all over the country to come now and be with us as we get in the streets here in New Orleans and just go out and compel souls to come into the kingdom. That's what it's about, just as Prophet Mike has spoken today. It's about souls. It's about souls. Amen. So we're excited about that. Amen. So we're going to go on. I think we have one or two more calls, and we're going to go back to our speaker and let him have the final remarks and any announcements he may have and close us out with the word of prayer. If there's any prayer requests, make it known after we finish with our calling. Sister Ruby, who else is there?
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him. Amen. I'm hearing some static. Is that on my end?
No, I don't know. It's off now for some reason. Go ahead, Democrat. We can hear you.
I'm about to put another prayer. I said, Mother Ruby, I need you to preach my phone again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It done forgot. I said, we still got them prayer warriors on this phone, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Amen, amen. God bless you, man of God. I enjoyed the message. Amen. I'm so encouraged when I hear brothers and families are in the church. Amen. Yes. Cousins and families are in the church. I said, Lord, God is saving families now. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just encouraged. The man of God was talking about, amen of God, amen, you're going to have to die for this thing. This is how committed. Because we in the last days, when you talk about what's going on in Iraq, there was a young lady overseas, Muslim, in a Muslim faith, if you marry somebody outside the faith, they call it apostasy or apostate, and that's punishable by death. And she married a Christian, and so they were trying to kill her, and it was all on the news, and they was counting down the days before she died, and the saints went into prayer, and God turned that thing around and whatnot. Amen, amen, amen. Because they're about to kill her children and her, I think. Amen. Yeah. But he turned that around. Amen. But like the man of God is saying, we in the last days now, y'all, we're in, amen to God, people are dying for the faith.
Yeah.
Amen. And this way, if you want to order your steps, amen to God, it's going to come a time, amen, you ain't got to die for it right now. But if you mess around and miss the rapture, because Jesus is coming back for real, then the Bible said, amen to God, the mark of the beast is going to be out here. And then you're going to have to literally die physically, amen, to get into the kingdom. So you better come in now. Amen, amen. Well, it's kind of a little, it seems hard, but you ain't need no hard tribulation period. So amen to God. The woman of God said, we ain't got no excuse. When you hear messages like this on this line, we're going to be held without excuse when we go down. How? Because he goes, I put the man of God on the phone. I put him on here. He preached that word. He told you, amen to God, it's time to come on in the ark. Amen. Order the steps. God got order. He talked about that bestiality. Amen. God, in order your steps, God set order when he set the planet. He said, amen. And the evening and the morning is the first day. When he started the planet, he started putting stuff in order. So when you take stuff out of order, that's when you get the confusion in the planet. So amen to God. Amen. This man preached this thing today. We're going to be held accountable. So run to the church, y'all. Run, 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 run. Amen. Because time is winding up. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just want to say Minister Democrat was not on here at the beginning, and Prophet Mike started at the beginning, and you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. You weren't on the line. I don't know if you was listening live. You weren't on the caller line when he first started ministering. Amen.
Yes,
so, hey, God always confirmed his word.
Come on,
Holy Ghost. It's already been confirmed. Everything Prophet Mike taught and preached on today, it's already been confirmed. Amen.
All right.
Sister Ruby, you the last one? Amen.
No, one more. I'm going to go to Sister Dawn, see if she can say anything. Sister Dawn?
That's my sister, Mike. He's met Dawn, too.
Okay.
Okay, she's not answering, so she can't talk. That's all I think I've gotten, everybody.
Amen. Final remarks from Sister Ruby, then we go into our speaker. My God, this was a word. Jesus.
It was a rhema word. Like I say, don't sign up because God has a rhema word just for you, Evangelist Bernard, me, and everybody listening all over wherever Block Talk Radio go. You know, I was just thinking about Prophet Mike. You know, he normally come on Sunday, the early morning prayer, too. And I look up and I hit him and ask him, can he go? And sometime I just go there. But he's all the Lord always leading to certain things where the more we have the corporate prayer, the Lord really blesses and anoints. So we thank you so much for tuning into that, Prophet Mike. You know, I was just thinking how gracious our God is to us, how he loves us. You know, he always sending a word for us to get right and get it together before he come and say, well, this is, or what this, before he come and say, well, I'm just going to wipe you out this earth. He always come and leave a word, wherever the word come from. And Prophet Mike, you preach that word, you know, you're a witness. And I say, Lord, here you go. With that, either you in a building or you out in the highway and hedges. And you know that's where I'm at, hedges and highway. So I say, Lord, I thank you for this warning, you know, because he always giving us a warning. And it's like we haven't let Evangelist Bernard drop this subject. This is the second week going in order my your word. I say, Lord, we so grateful. I just love you because you're always sending one of your prophets or evangelists or pastors, whatever, with the anointed, powerful word from heaven down to this earth on his people. And, you know, I just thank him that you were obedient and say, well, oh, I'm going to come on 2 hours after she called you before the broadcast to bring a rhema word, and he gave you a rhema word in your mouth. So God bless you, and we pray that the Lord anoint you and add more to you, Prophet Mike. So God bless. Back to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, again, I want to say praise the Lord. But Sister Ruby, on a couple of Sundays, I didn't know you was talking to me because you said Prophet Michael Davis. And I know Prophet Michael Davis normally gets on. So when you said, do you want to go for Prophet Michael Davis, I was waiting because you said him. And I'm like, after it was over, I'm like, well, maybe she meant me, but she said Prophet Michael Davis.
Yeah.
So, no, I was on there a couple of Sundays, but you just said the wrong name, so
okay.
I didn't respond. But I also want to share this little brief testimony. You know, I'm getting ready to move. For those of you that do know me that live in Stockton, I've been living with Sister Andrea in the house for over 2.5 years. And by me living
long?
Yeah, it been that long.
Wow.
It don't seem like it, but yes, it's been that long. God is tremendously blessed. Right after I graduated, you know, the promise to her was that I would be moving out, even though I didn't know which direction I was going. I told God, if you want me to go back into the shelter, you know, I ain't got a problem doing that. And yet, you know, this is where I teach on Tuesday nights. I teach at St. Mary's Homeless Shelter. But what God did do after I graduated, he ordered my steps. He ordered me to go down to the welfare office. I did apply for it. I was accepted within hours of general assistance as well as food stamps. And now here go the blessing. Because I'm a giver, I'm faithful to the call. No jobs have opened up for me for the degree in which I got, which is radio television, but that does not you know, stop me. It don't discourage me because I know doors and windows are blowing off the hinges. But look what God did. Had me go down and sign up for these things. Now, on tomorrow, I will be moving into a hotel room all by myself, and my rent is paid up for over one whole year.
Amen. Go ahead, Mike.
So, you know, it's nobody but God.
Jesus.
When you're when your steps are ordered by God, you know, I didn't had a lot of women call themselves interested in me, all of them telling me, why don't you leave? Where you living at? I say, okay, you got somewhere to put me? No, I'm not leaving until God says it's time for me to go. And now neither one of those is in my life that was trying to talk. They're gone. So I'm like, okay, God, you know what time you want me to leave, when you want me to leave. You even know the date that you want me to go. So even after graduation, which was May 26th, I told her, okay, yes, I'm done with graduation. Now we can begin to move forward. I'm thinking about everything that you done asked. And, yes, God blessed me last week. He blessed me last week. I just had to come up with the funds to move in to pay for the, what do you ever call that? I can't think of the word. But anyway, had to come up with that. I got it. Now I'm ready to get out of here, do what God said. Now I'm totally free. I'm free in the gospel. I can do what I want, how he wants me to do it. No garbage baggage hanging over my head, because, you know, when you live with people, there are rules that you got to follow, even if you is living right. And I live right in this house, never knocked on her door, never snuck in her room, never hugged her, hold her, kissed her, the other thing, none of that ever jumped off, even though people have put us in the same bed, done the same thing. I thank and praise God that my testimony is his testimony, that he is a keeper of those that's willing to be kept. And I was willing to be kept while I was under this roof, not to cross them boundaries, being that I'm a man, she's a woman. I kept it holy. How else could I go preach and teach and do the things of God if I'm out there doing the same things that I'm preaching against? So I thank and praise God that he did not let my testimony be one of error, or to have people to look down on me because of what I'm out there doing, just like every other preacher, sleeping with any and everybody. So I thank and praise God that I stand on his word. I live his word. I walk by his word, which has also brought my baby brother to the same house of fellowship where I worship, because he's seen the life that I live. He's seen what was going on, how I'm living, and he's seen the God that is in me that inspired him to come team up with his brother. So I'm excited to have a family member. And just recently, God has allowed my twin to pop up in my life. Hadn't seen my twin daughters in 33 years. They live in the same city, Stockton. I'm minding my business, going out, doing what God called me to do. And I heard a guy say, hey, he's from Oakland. And we begin to talk, and I'm talking about her mama and how we hooked up. And the next thing he said, well, you know, this is Terry's daughter. I say, the twin? He said, yeah. I say, Tracy? She said, yeah. And all of man, I'm like, oh, my God. Tell me what God won't do. So I'm seeing doors that God is opening. He said, my ladder. This is what Aaron said. Aaron, he might not remember. He said, man, God, he's telling me to tell you your ladder going to be greater than your former. And I'm seeing it now. I just graduated. I had never graduated since the ninth grade. I just completed college. I see the doors that just opened. God blessed me to go get my own spot. He brought my daughters. I've been praying to him, God. I don't know where my baby's at, three girls, two of them. I don't know one. I know where she at, where she living, but I need to know for myself how they're doing. And he brought her right to my footsteps, ordered by the Lord. I was getting off the bus, going to my mom business, walked right by. He brought me back down the same path. He ordered them steps to go past her, brought them steps right back. And my baby have been with me in church for the last month and a half or 2 months, however long we've been, every service, sitting right next to her dad, except for when I go get up in the pulpit. And my baby twin, she ain't accepted the fact. She's fighting against it. I don't mind. I ain't got a problem with it. Whether she accept me or not, that's between her and her God. She's still going to be my baby till the day she die. So I thank and praise God for the things that he's doing. And I believe Evangelist Cummings or Erlene, I can't think of her name, but she asked me to touch and agree with something with her about prayer for her, but she didn't get on the line, so I don't know what was going on with her, but I'll call and find out. But she asked
me to touch and agree. Evangelist Erlene, she passed in March.
Okay, then
it's Evangelist Erlene Cummings, so maybe it's somebody else. It surely is not Evangelist Cummings.
Yeah. Well, I know I would say the name wrong, but I know who she is. She's from the L.A. area, but I can't think of her name. And I just – no, she's not from L.A. from Mideast, the Mideast, the Midwest or something like that. She's back east. She's 2 hours – but it's one of your friends. I can't think of her name. But she has sent me a message.
Be, and, Arlene Crawford?
That might be it.
She was on earlier. She was on the line earlier.
Okay, that might have been who it was. Yeah, so
okay,
I'm going to...
we'll find out. We'll let you know.
Okay.
That,
so,
I'm excited about that. I didn't know. Wow. You have weathered the storm, brother. You have weathered the storm, and because of your faithfulness, amen, and I declare and decree, everything that you have made happen to for others, God is going to make happen for you, and I declare and decree today after your year, even before your year is up, God's going to bless you with your own plate. Hey, glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because you've made so many sacrifices in helping and assisting others, Mike. So God, favor is on your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Favor, grace and favor is on your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We're going to ask, hallelujah. Before you even dismiss, I'm going to let your brother, Richard, let him come back on the line. And I want him to pray for Mike. Glory to God. This is family. He know more about him than we could ever know about him. So,
okay,
Richard, are you able to pray for Mike?
Thank you, Lord.
Could you open his line, Sister Ruby?
Do you remember which one it was? Wait a minute.
6835.
209.
Okay.
I think the 8385 number.
It's 6835.
Is that his last four, Mike?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I thought he's not on now. Not that I see. Let me make
what is the last four of his number?
6835.
8385? Is it 406?
855.
Oh, I'm sorry. 8385, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about the 6855 number?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Minister Democrat still on?
Hallelujah. Yeah, but I wanted to acknowledge one more caller. They just got on. We thank you for coming on. 252-1287.
God bless you, caller.
Bless you. How are you?
Can you give us your name?
This is Rocket Pearson. How are you?
Who are you?
This is Rocket Pearson. How are you doing?
Hi. How you doing? This is Papa Solo.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God bless you, man of God. Thank you.
Bless you.
Just so blessed to hear your voice.
To God be the
glory. Amen. We got Prophet Carlos on the line, Pearson. Amen. We're going to ask him to pray. I want you to pray for the man of God. You heard a little of his testimony. Yeah, glory to God. Thank
okay,
you,
give
Jesus.
Me a second.
We just want to pray a special blessing on the man of God, Prophet Pearson. And if you have anything you'd like to say to our audience, you're welcome to do so.
All right. We will do that. Amen. Oh. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise, God. We give you glory, God, in the name of Lord Jesus. Father, you said in your word, Father, that those that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And, Father,
Jesus,
we bind up the hands of the enemy now. And first and foremost, God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for any sins, transgressions, and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Create in us, God, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence, O Lord, for you are our strength and you are our redeemer, Lord God. I pray for the manservant now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord God, we thank him. We give you praise, Father. We decree and declare, God, that you order his steps like never before in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, God, that you will do the unexpectedy in his life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, what would be impossible with man is possible with you. And, Lord God, I thank you for it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And, Father, we decree and we declare, God, that, God, he's victorious in every aspect and every area of his life in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we break the back of poverty now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we decree and declare and we prophesy, God, the finances that's owed to him, Lord God, that they will reproduce, God, in the name of Jesus. They will come to us, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank and we give you praise, Father, the virtue this man of God has given out this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, that God, you will give it back to him now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I decree and declare that doors will begin to open, God, in Texas, in New York, God, in North Carolina, in South Carolina, in Virginia, God. in every area, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that even now, God, as he begins to step full force, God, in the apostolic from which forth you call, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God, that you will get the glory, God, you will get the honor, God, and you will get the praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank you, and I give you praise for what you're going to do, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God. Even his voice shall carry, Lord God, over the radio air, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. His voice shall be known, God, across this land, across this country, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And people shall know who he is, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you, and I give you praise for what you're going to do, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I decree and declare that healing will take place, God, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord God, that you would get the glory, God. You would get the honor, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, you said commit thy ways unto you, Lord God, and you will direct our path. We thank you, Lord God, that we lean and trust in you, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, man of God, I see you writing.
Yes.
You are a writer indeed. You are a writer indeed. And I see the Lord allow you to write at least 2 to 3 books, amen, to impact and empower men, amen, across this land, across this country. And I even see where the Lord will allow your books to be in Amazon and be in Walmart, amen. I even see where the Lord, will allow your book to be in One Millionaire Hand, where they're going to sow a seed where your book will go across this land, across the country. Your book shall be in Africa and Afghanistan and Asia. In Israel, Jerusalem, amen.
Yes.
I even see where the Lord shall allow you to go in foreign countries like that to do some things over there, amen. Because everybody that goes over there, they are not doing what the Lord needs them to do over there. Amen. Amen. Get ready, get your traveling bags. I even see where the Lord is going to allow you to get some new luggage, amen, some new suits and some new things that's going to really take place because of what God has created caused you to happen. Because of your humbleness, God is trying to bring you from the back to the front. Amen. And so don't be scared. Don't have the spirit of fear, but allow God to be God. Amen. It's a prayer that you've been praying. You told God to say, God, put my family back together first before I can even do what God. But God needs you to do what he needs you to do in order your steps right now before. I even see where late at night between 12 and 5 and 6, amen, you have an ear to hear God. And don't find it strange when God tell you to minister to people, minister to whomever. Across this land, across this country, because of what God is going to allow you to do. Amen. You shall begin to sit amongst kings. You shall begin to sit among princes. Amen. You're going to have a dying word to tell people across this land, across this country. Deliverance is in your mouth. Amen. Deliverance and healing is in your hands. Amen. And God is going to order your steps. Be careful where you go because you can either curse the ground or bless the ground. I even hear God where I even see where God is going to mend some things, even some brokenness. But God is going to mend it. God is going to heal it. And as God begins to do this, you're going to see the foundation of the Lord. Find it not strange when people shall begin to call you. Amen. Find it not strange when people shall call you. Some people that have lost connection with you, they got to reconnect. Y'all mind no shot. I even see where a vision. God has a vision for you. I don't know where you located at, somewhere in South California, but I see where God is going to allow you. I don't know what ministry you connected, but I see you pastoring. Amen. Get your heart ready. Get your mindset ready. Because God is going to allow you to bring it to pass. God is going to bring this to pass. God gave you the vision several years ago. Now it's time for you to walk in the vision. So it's time for you to walk into it. So don't be hasting. But let me tell you something. Be careful about the one that will cover your ministry. Be careful. Everybody can't cover your ministry. Everybody don't have the king's heart, the kingdom heart. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference in somebody being a son. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So when you are led by the Spirit of God, you are a son of God. And knowing this hour that God is calling you far and he's calling you wide, your name shall be a household name, and people shall know who you are because of God redirecting your path and redirecting your steps. This is the word of the Lord for you, sir. Amen.
Thank you, my brother. Brother
Prophet. Amen. That was the word.
He doesn't even know that's God speaking. He didn't even know that Mike writes. And he writes beautifully. He writes poems and songs and man didn't even glory to God. But he called it out soon. That was the first thing he said. I see you're writing. Lord have mercy. Y'all better we be in a hurry sometime, but God ain't through. Sometimes, Jesus, glory.
We have another caller just came on. We just want to acknowledge him. 760-4337.
We done had a lot of callers today. God
yeah, we
you.
Have. 760-4337.
Hello. God bless you, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
please.
God bless you.
Yeah, I have to ask you guys a question. Yeah, I am from Saudi Arabia, and I am a Muslim. What do you think would have happened to me after I die?
What?
He said he's a Muslim. What do we think gonna happen to him after he dies?
Well, if you're a Muslim, then whatever faith you're practicing, you should already know that. That's a question that you should have answered.
Well, in my thing, we believe that how it's done is Jesus, and he's going to save us by sucking Baba Booey's nuts and giving Benji a good fingering in his asshole.
Girl, see that? Cut that devil off. I knew that was the devil. That's why I said what I said. I knew it was the devil.
Wow.
Well, he had to show his...
Click him on off, Sister Ruby. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's a blessing. The word got so powerful, the devil kind of
yeah.
But it's a lot of anointing on here to rebuke that spirit.
All right, open up the lines. Open up the lines. You know that word was powerful.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fight.
Anointed.
Prophet
Mike.
Right.
You
yes,
just
ma'am.
Want that word to go on. But God ordained you to bring that word today. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, that devil was trying to get in there.
Oh, my Lord.
Woo, glory to God. We need to get our ropes out. Like Minister Democrat said, get our ropes out right now. And let's start
right.
Dying in that.
Yes, Lord. That's right.
Glory.
Yes.
You know, that one there, that's enough to make you laugh at the devil.
Laugh. Yeah, you got to laugh at it.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
you
right.
Have to laugh at that devil.
Devil, you got to laugh at it. He's a lying wonder.
That's right.
You ain't in him. I told you that was a cutthroat message.
Deal with
that's
all
right.
That's right.
Cutthroat message. And the devil didn't like it.
Amen.
So he had to bring somebody on it. He thought we was going to get upset and go off on him. No.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
Yeah.
Next.
When I gave him that, then that's when he came with his profanity. He came, he was a
That's why you laughed. We laughed at him.
You try to beat you with your argument. Yeah. That didn't work. You're going to try something else. See?
But excited because God's word is powerful. It brings out some demons.
The
man of God preached about order. The word of God is not debatable. It's already settled. And the devil knew that. Hallelujah. Amen to God. So he
got
to put his place today. Hallelujah. You have several seats, devil. Have several seats. Thank you.
He got upset. Didn't like it.
Yes, God.
Don't say, ask me a question. Yeah, that's why God going to deal with him. He knows
yeah,
that's right.
He going to wish he did. He gonna be like Lazarus Lazarus was in the hell when he told him to drop. You know, can you get my three brothers to drop this to dip his finger? That's what he gonna be thinking.
That's what he gonna say.
That's what he gonna say to Jesus when he find out who really Jesus is.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, God gonna deal with him. Amen. God, we gonna pray that God give him his dreams and whatnot, and that he will change his ways, because when they don't know Jesus, that's how they act. You don't know who
he is. He's still on the line. He is.
Amen.
He's still on the line listening.
See, when people come in like that, God is going to deal with them and whatnot. See, when they're by themselves, that's when God talked to them. Amen. Amen. Like the man of God prophesied, amen to God, over the prophet that preached between midnight and five and whatnot. He said God would deal with him and whatnot, you know, on his own. Because he started off joking, but in his mind, there's a little bit of truth. There's a subtext to what he was saying. See, and whatnot, asking where he's going. See, he thought it was a joke and whatnot, but in his mind, he knew he's going to have to die one day. That's the subtext. He knew that.
And you know,
no matter
you know
who he is, we all going to have to die one day.
That's right. Yeah. You know something?
With that.
That's just one friend told me that not to cut things on. This guy was telling me a long time ago. He was a Muslim. He's a Muslim. He was a Muslim when he was in prison for 25 years. But he told a Muslim when he found out Jesus Christ, he said, you can find Muhammad's bone, but you can't find my Savior. He said that messed him up.
My Lord,
that is the truth. You can't find my Savior bone.
My Lord. He rose.
That's
Hallelujah.
Powerful by itself. He knows. But we just got to pray for him that the Lord, you know, have mercy upon him.
God is able. I seen a man that when we teach Bible study, he would come at the table with a bottle of Jack Daniels and argue about everybody that's wrong in the church. And Lord saved him and turned him into a preacher. He kept coming to the Bible study and kept coming. And he whatnot. He keep coming around the water. Eventually, they're going to fall in. Hallelujah. Amen.
Right.
God is able. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah.
That's right. Ain't nothing too hard for God. You got that right. And they know it. They know it.
Amen. Well, people run out. He could be a preacher and don't even know it.
Yeah.
He could be a soul winner and don't even know it yet.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. And playing like that and knowing
God
changed his whole life.
When we look at our lives where we used to be at before we got, you couldn't tell our relatives that we be preaching. Not him.
That's
a preacher.
That's right.
Right.
God will change his life around and make
God
him a preacher. And he'll be looking at him like, oh, my God.
God
look at me now.
Hallelujah.
God can change anything around.
All right, well, we're going to pray. The lines is open. We want everybody to be in agreement, and we're going to pray right now. And we're going to have Prophet, our speaker, to pray and close us out. Amen, at this message, amen, that he
yes,
has
God.
Ministered today.
Oh, my God. No one
will be able to go back into the archives and listen to this message. Amen, that they will change their lives. Amen, that
right,
their hearts will be pricked in the name of Jesus. So we've gone
yes,
back
Lord.
To our seat, and we're going to let y'all, oh, God, I bless
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah,
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus, this is
thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But yet boldly, O God, that we might obtain mercy, find grace and help in time of need, O God. Lord, we even bring the brother who said he's a Muslim God. We bring him before your throne, before your cross right now, that you would have mercy upon him. According to your
hallelujah,
loving kindness,
hallelujah,
most to the tender mercies that you
hallelujah,
God,
hallelujah,
be
hallelujah,
brought out
Jesus,
his transgressions. Reveal unto him the true God.
Even now, God.
Show him who is God. See that you are the deliverer. You're the healer.
Yes, Lord,
you
Jesus.
Are the same. Muhammad has died and gone home, but you yet live. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My voice, I touch in agreement with everyone, God, that they shall have whatsoever they say. Father, we lift up families as a whole right now.
Yes,
that you restore unto them back to the fold, oh God. Lord, we pray for our loved ones, near and far, those who don't know you yet.
Hallelujah.
We pray that you will return them. Forgive them for their sins, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would need to be healed. You would deliver those that need deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the Americas, the United States, God, that you would bless her in the name of Jesus, causing them to hear your voice, know your name, that you alone art God, the creator, the maker, the giver of every good and perfect gift. It comes from you. We lift up
that's right.
the president
that's
of the
right.
United States, God,
yes,
asking you to have mercy upon him according to your loving kindness, the multitude of your tender mercies, blotting out his and his forefathers' transgressions, God. I lift up the president and the cabinet, all its members, the House of Congress, the representatives, God, every senator, every governor, every mayor, every council member, God, the judicial system we lift up before you, God, asking you not their will, but let your will be done. We lift up every judge, every prosecutor, every public defender, God. Lord, we ask you their will, but thine will be done. We lift up every king, queen, prince, princess, duke, every earl, O
God, Burger Michael, God, is the Prime Minister, right now in the name of Jesus, not their will, but thine will be done. We ease and lift up the dictators around the world, God, not their will, but let your will be done. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that it might be saved. Father, we asking you in the matchless name of Jesus, of Jesus Christ, God, that you would uphold those that are thine. You said all are thine, the earth is thine, the fullness thereof, the whole world and all we that dwell therein. Father, we asking you in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you will forgive us our transgressions, washing us thoroughly with hyssop, making us whiter than snow, but that you would continue to order our steps. God, we asking you to order our steps,
Lord,
God. Lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God, to a land that flows with milk and honey, to a city that is founder and maker is you, God. Open up our eyes of understanding that we can love like you love, live like you live, walk like you walk, talk like you talk. Lord, we need your help. We need your help. So, Father, confidence that we have that if we have anything according to your will, God, you said you hear us. If you hear us, you said we have a petition that desired of you. So Solomon said, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. Do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that the people in the earth might fear thee, as do we, your people, Israel, that they might know that this house, this tabernacle, these people are called by your name. Father, we thank you for a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow, every tongue shall confess. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Those that agree with this prayer all say it.
Amen.
Amen.
You in that hotel, God, about to move you out there.
All right.
He's about to do some things for you. Now.
God, he's doing it. He's doing it, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That is for temporary. I'm about to do some things for you. Now. That's how I see him saying now. We all of God now. God,
my God, my God.
It's about his glory. Keeping it quiet to Jesus. Praise his name. Praise his name. It's only him. He's the only one. Ain't no other God besides Jesus Christ.
His kingdom.
But the devil meant for evil, God meant for good.
Hallelujah.
Lift his name. Something is about to happen right now as we praise him. Doors about to be open right now. Things is about to happen right now.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You done did a tornado warning. Lord Jesus. Tornado warning.
God is moving things around.
Did a tornado warning. That's why the devil throwing folks on the line. You done did a tornado warning. You done tore up some places.
All right.
God
has
used you to tear up some places.
All right.
That's why the devil getting on the line. You done tore up some places.
Made
some things up. You don't like it. You done broke up the fouling ground. Like the wine is singing, is break up that fouling ground. Don't that
all right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Ah, Jesus. God is praising Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I told you you did a cutthroat today. You done messed up some folks. Can't even think right. You done messed some folks up. They can't even act right. Oh, my God. Y'all don't hear me? You done messed up some folks today. You done did a tornado warning. Now the earthquake is about to come in.
Get up, God. Shake it up.
You don't hear me? You done did a tornado warning. Earthquake is breaking up now. They're going to have an earthquake down there.
Hallelujah.
Please, it's about to hit some places right now.
Yes, Lord.
Meant for evil, God meant for good. God is praising him. God is praising him. Worshiping him, thinking of him. The door is about to be open now. God, yes, about to open some doors right now while we praising
right
him,
now,
worshiping him. His name, where he brought us from. God, about to open some doors right now.
Yes, but now, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's about to open some doors right now in our face, right now. When we get off this line, God is doing some things, a miracle today, before the night, midnight miracle comes. God is about to do some things now. Now. Hotel for temporary. You hear what I'm saying? Temporary. You're not going to be there that long.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be in there for a year. Nuh-uh. God is about to bring your mansion now.
All right.
He's about to bring your mansion now. Now. Watch what I tell you.
Hallelujah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
God can't wait. It's going to happen now. You too powerful in the kingdom. He's going to break it open now. You done broke up that fallow ground. That's why he wanted us to praise him right now in the midst of our situation.
Thank
praise
you,
him
Lord.
Right
Hallelujah.
Now in the situation
Thank
you're
you,
going
Lord.
Through right now. Praise
Thank
him right now. Thanking him for the little stuff he done
Thank
for
you.
In our life.
Thank
right
you,
now.
Lord.
Now.
Thank you.
Now.
Thank you,
not
Lord.
Tomorrow.
Thank
now.
You.
Not two or three
Thank
seconds.
You.
Now.
Thank
hey,
you.
God, now, nah, bullshit. Get your order
Thank
in now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm about to do a turnaround today. Today is the turnaround.
Yes.
Today is the turnaround.
Got
to move.
Speak it, speak it.
It's coming today. I'm speaking in resistance today.
Yeah.
God got me speaking today. This is the time. Today is the time. We can't even get off this line. God told me he wanted to get off this line.
Yes.
Speak it today. Get your order in today. Today.
All right.
Okay, you preaching and you teach it. Now it's time to practice it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God now, Maya. He's horrible, Shanda.
Thank
you. God wanted to know what we're going to do when he gets
here.
He going to give it to us now.
Yes.
He know we the only one he give it to us now.
Thank you, Jesus.
The faith. Each one of us got faith with the size of a mustard seed on this line.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We ain't begging
you.
God. We asking
Thank
God.
You. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
We ain't begging God. We asking God.
Yes,
yes
God.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Lord, I'm praying for that sinner. I'm praying for that God that got on the line, God. I'm praying for them, God. Get his life together for us.
Yes,
God. Asking you right now, Jesus. Touch his mind, touch his spirit right now, Jesus. Oh, God. Didn't know what he's doing, oh, God. I'm asking you right now.
Even now, God. Even now.
Touch his heart, touch his mind, touch his spirit. Oh, God.
Right.
What he don't know what he's saying, God. Jesus, let your will be done right now, Jesus.
Your will.
Right now, Jesus.
Your will.
Find every situation, oh, God. Find God
Hallelujah.
From glory. That's his soul right now to be saved. Jesus. Touch his heart. Touch his body. Jesus.
Touch him, oh, God.
Save him from the pits of hell. Oh, God. Oh, we meant for evil, God. You meant for good, Jesus.
Yes.
And just preached and teached about that today, oh, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Showing us love. We got to show love, oh, God. Hallelujah.
Find
the devil right now. Oh, God. For glory right now.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus.
Worthy, Lord.
Word. You're so worthy to be praised, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Word.
Oh, God.
Word.
My God. That's right now, Jesus. My God. Don't let the man go to sleep with the wrong spirit, Jesus. Touch his heart. Touch his mind and he can be saved. You could turn him around, Jesus. You could turn that
around,
soul around that he could be preaching and teaching in your word. God. You see everything. You create everything.
You
with
clear.
That's all right, Jesus. Touch his mind before he go to sleep. Wake him up. He can talk to the rest of the prison and get saved. Be what it's meant to be saved, being baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing his life. My God, he's so worthy.
Worthy.
My God, he's worthy to be praised. You doing a new thing, Jesus. This is the new thing. It's time to reach out. That's what the man, prophet was preaching about. Michael was preaching today about reaching out. God, saving them souls from the pits of hell.
Hallelujah.
My God, from glory. Now, Jesus. All he did is set himself up. He set himself up on the line. He didn't even know what he set himself up on the line. He thought we were going to cut up and get mad. No. We praying for him. Because he don't know no better. We praying for that soul. That's what the prophet was preaching about today. We praying for that soul. My God.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Well, the Holy Ghost have made Amen. Oh, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah. We just want to take the time and thank Prophet Michael Lewis again, ministering again with such short notice. Thank God for Prophet Pearson. Hallelujah. Minister Singleton, Evangelist Moody being on with us. Amen. And all those that have called in today, Minister Democrat, amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Tomorrow, Pastor Beatrice Martin will be speaking, and we're closing
out
this
anywhere.
Subject matter.
I got to come over here. All
Hallelujah. All of my steps. So tune in tomorrow. Call in early. We're going to get
right
on. Amen. Just thank God for you.
And then I'm going to tell you right now. When they switch over to round, switch it to the order book. We didn't use enough time to find that damn lame book.
All right, Sister Ruby, we close the phone now. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.
Come on.
order my steps in your word. We're closing out the end of the segment. We're blessed and hope to see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the same time.